Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Pinaigting ng Australian government ang crackdown laban sa mga tinatawag na front agents matapos matukoy ang ilang kaso kung saan mga hindi rehistradong agents umano ang nagbibigay ng immigration assistance gamit ang registration details ng isang lehitimong migration agent. Para sa mga Pilipinong nagpaplanong mag-apply ng Australian visa, paano nga ba malalaman kung lehitimo ang migration agent na kausap nila? Kapag nagbabayad ng migration agent, inaasahan ng aplikante na isang kwalipikado at otorisadong profesional ang direktang hawak at magbibigay ng payo tungkol sa kanilang visa application. Pero ayon sa Office of the Migration Agents Registration Authority o OMARA, may mga kasong natukoy kung saan pinayagan ng registered migration agents ang mga hindi rehistradong tao na magbigay ng immigration assistance gamit ang kanilang Migration Agent Registration Number o MARN. Tinatawag itong front agent activity. Ayon sa isang registered migration agent at director at World to Australia Migration Solutions na si Gloria Collins na kumonsulta lamang sa lehitimo at rehistradong migration agent.
They have to go to the MARA website and search for the name of the person. And if they are registered on the MARA registry, then they are a registered migration agent. Ibig sabihin, they are legitimate, so to speak.
Sa tatlong magkakahiwalay na kaso na iniimbestigahan ng regulator, kinansela o sinuspinde ang registration ng ilang migration agents. Sa isang kaso, daan-daang visa applications umano ang may kaugnayan sa immigration assistance na hindi idineklara o ibinigay ng mga staff na hindi rehistradong migration agents. Sa isa pa, may alegasyon na nakatanggap ang ilang kliyente ng falsified departmental correspondence na nagmumukhang na isumite na ang kanilang visa applications kahit hindi pa pala ito na-lodge.
Dalaw kasi yan eh. Pagka student visa, it depends on the risk level ng college education institution at saka yung country. So kung ang Philippine international student will apply to study in a college that is risk level 1 or 2, you don't need to provide evidence of your English language test. So it's not only IELTS, dahil meron ding PTE, pwede rin yung PTE English language or TOEFL or OET. So it's not just IELTS. So that's number one, very misleading na yan, no IELTS, right? So no evidence for English language for the visa application. But of course, for the educational institution, you have to provide evidence that you can speak English, you can listen to English, you can write English, and you can comprehend English. Because how are you going to study in Australia if you are not competent in the English language? Dalawa din yang no show money. Ang ibig sabihin yang show money, financial capacity. All right. So this the same thing. If it's risk level 1 or 2 educational provider, then they don't have to provide evidence of the funds held in a bank account. But they have to declare that they have access to the financial evidence required for the living costs for the first 12 months, tuition fee for the first 12 months, and the return airfare. Anong ibig sabihin ng access to? Siyempre, pagka nag-apply ng visa application, we have to declare that they are provided financial support by whoever, and then we have to put the name of the bank where the funds are kept and the amount. Okay, so kami mga migration agent, registered migration agent, we cannot make a statement we know is not true. So kami mga migration agent, we have to see that they have money in the bank, whether their parents or yung kapatid nila or yung auntie nila or a number of these people have total amount equivalent to the living cost, which is 21,441 plus yung 12 months tuition fee plus yung airfare. So in essence, hindi totoo yung no-show money. Hindi mo lang kailangan pakita yung bank statement, pero kailangan mag-declare ka na meron kang access to the fund.
Sa Australia, tanging registered migration agents at Australian legal practitioners at mga exempt persons lamang ang maaaring legal na magbigay ng immigration assistance. Kaya para sa mga Pilipino naghahanap ng tulong sa kanilang visa application, mahalagang hindi lamang tingnan ang pangalan ng migration company o social media page. Maaaring i-check mismo sa Official Migration Agents Register kung rehistrado ang agent at kung valid ang kanyang MARN.
So usually yung mga education agent kasi dapat meron silang QEAC, Qualified Education Agent Counselor Number, next to their names. Pero hindi kasi regulated yung mga education agent eh. So there is the peer website. I think that's where the QEAC list of Qualified Education Agent Counselor can be found.
Mahalaga ring malaman kung sino mismo ang nagbibigay ng migration advice. Ang pagkakaroon ng isang registered migration agent sa isang kumpanya ay hindi nangangahulugang lahat ng empleyado o consultant nito ay otorisadong magbigay ng immigration assistance. Ayon sa Australian government, 85 registered migration agents ang proactive na minomonitor ng OMARA noong taong 2025 hanggang 2026. Sa mga ito, may 43 kaso ng non-compliance ang natukoy at 28 registered migration agents ang nasanction sa pamamagitan ng regulatory at investigative action. Sinabi ng OMARA na bagamat karamihan sa registered migration agents ay sumunod sa professional standards, patuloy nitong tutukuyin at aalisin sa profession ang mga lumalabag sa mga patakaran.
Just be wary. I know everybody wants to have a better life and they think a student visa is the easiest pathway to become permanent resident. It's actually not easy. Permanent residence is no longer easy. You have to do your research.
Para sa mga Pilipinong nagpaplanong kumuha ng migration assistance sa Australia, payo ng mga eksperto na i-verify muna ang registration ng agent. Alamin kung sino mismo ang hawak ng inyong kaso, basahin ng mabuti ang service agreement at fees at maging maingat sa mga pangakong garantisadong visa approval. Maaaring i-check ang registration ng migration agent sa official register ng Office of the Migration Agents Registration Authority. Ako si Vanessa Bragas para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.